Thanks for tuning into the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can do so on our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone.
I don't know if I didn't have this set right, Adelia. So I was like, oh, shit.
I tried to start it at exactly 55 minutes, but then Brandy started.
It's okay. As long as I know what time it is.
Close enough. But hey, guys, we just got through watching Loki season 2, episode 3, and we're here to give our immediate reactions. We just got through watching it. It's 9 o'clock my time, or 9:08 my time, which is like 8 minutes after 1 hour, which is about the length of the episode. One thing I am enjoying about Loki is it is like longer episodes, more time to build the drama and all that kind of stuff, knowing the fact that there's not as many episodes of this. How many episodes is this going to be overall?
Six episodes.
So it's even shorter than normal, and this was episode 3, so we're like halfway through. We got to meet some interesting characters, one of them that my man Greg was super excited to see. So like, because of that, I'm going to start with Greg, man. How happy was you when the Miss Minutes showed up on the screen?
Man, let me tell you, Miss Minutes has been a favorite of mine, and I was just waiting, like, I could care less. I was like, Renslayer's going to come around eventually, but I want Miss Minutes. When is Miss Minutes going to come through? And boom, right off the first of the episode, there she was, and she went to incognito mode and kind of, like, was kind of a big thing during this episode. It was pretty cool to see.
No, yeah, I thought the Miss Menace is pretty creative. I do kind of like the humor that you get with it, even when it's kind of being serious, because you got some of that, you know, obviously when she starts getting jealous and stuff. So I really liked a lot of that, like the looks and stuff they did with the animated face and everything else, like in the behind the scenes, like behind, not behind the scenes, but behind like the actual camera, like in the actors and actresses or whatever. So I did enjoy that, man. Miss Menace, star of the show, I think, on this one right here. But what did you girls think?
Brandy, you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. I love this. I love that most of the episode was set in like 1893. And they didn't keep jumping back and forth between what B-15 and OB and all of them are doing back in the TVA. I like that we stayed there. Jonathan Majors as Victor Timely was great. I loved how different Victor Timely was to He Who Remains, but also similar in some ways. I love that Sylvie, after last week's episode, we ended with her on the truck looking at He Who Remains Tempad, and I love that she showed up. Because I was afraid we weren't going to get any Sylvie in this episode when I saw the title and it was 1893. I was like, oh, they're going to go find Victor Timely and Renslayer and Miss Minutes, but probably no Sylvie. And then when Sylvie showed up, it was great. I love how... Victor Timely's like a trickster in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got all these inventions, but they don't work right. He's selling them for $1,000, which is a ton of money in 1893. And then it doesn't work. I loved the scene in the Ferris wheel with Loki and Sylvie and Victor Timely. I loved how confused he was. And I loved how it was similar to the scene at the end of season 1 when Loki and Sylvie were fighting over what Sylvie wanting to kill He Who Remains. I like the parallel there. Miss Minutes, always a highlight, Miss Minutes. She was great. I liked the ghost clock thing that she was doing to scare people. I can't wait to see where this goes, because now we've got Victor Timely at the TVA. We've got Miss Minutes and Renslayer at the end of time. Like, I'm very curious where they're going to go from here.
Nice, good stuff. What do you think, Brandon?
Ditto, Delia. I thought it was interesting. Miss Minutes is very fucking creepy. Excuse my language. She's very, very creepy. Very creepy. Trying to hit on Victor and like make me a body. Like she wants to be in a body and be his girlfriend. I was like, so what?
Disappointed. thought she'd be a good wing. I thought she'd be a good wingman, but
look, I'm gonna tell you,
so creepy.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I like the episode. It was interesting, but like, look, I'm gonna look. It's a serious moment here. I'm gonna look at the camera actually right now.
Oh,
boy!
Every one of you dudes out there with your little AI girlfriends and everything, stop it. This is a show that like kind of opens up the world to what you're getting your ass into. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, these AI girls, they're gonna destroy you. All right, they're creepy as hell. They're gonna take you over, man. Mm-hmm. Don't let it happen. Get out of there.
The entire concept of AI is creepy as hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that creeped me out. I was laughing because Greg was like, "Oh, Sylvie's gonna show up," and then she showed up. Like, I'm like, did he just predict that? What the hell? I liked it. It was interesting. As you see, I was just like engrossed in watching this. Like, well, what is going to happen next? And I liked that he was like the trickster, like selling his inventions that didn't work. He's like, these pants don't work, like the mechanical pants. And then he's like, yes, they, and he ducked down. Yes, they do work.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Some taller already.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, I hope the, you know, because like we can't shy away from it completely. There's issues out there with Jonathan Majors right now. And I hope.
Yeah.
Almost on anything. I hope nobody got hurt. I hope nothing really happened here. I just hope it was a bunch of hoopla and everything else because, like, the guy's got talent, right? You can see it in this episode. You know, it's you're not just getting this Jonathan Majors on screen. You know, he did well in The Last Creed. He's done well in this show right here in this one episode that he was in. He did really well. And he acted, like you said, totally different from anything that we've seen so far. Like, even from, like, the Ant-Man and Quantumania, like, Jonathan Majors was totally different from this. So, and even different than the first one that we saw in Loki Season 1. So, hopefully, hoping for the best here, that nothing bad happens there. Because I just think that will throw a big loophole. Like, if Jonathan Majors has proven to have done something wrong, you know, like, this, it's going to throw a big loophole in this whole, like, idea and story that they're putting together. It's going to make it tough because I do think he's very talented. So, like I said, hopefully nothing's there. But, look, this show, I've already talked about it the first two times we talked about this. This show right here to me is, like, really super good because all the tension, everything that happens in this that makes you excited, that makes you wonder about what's going on, it's not based on the normal MCU. It's based on all the things surrounding you, like all the different timelines, all this stuff that's on the outside, the world possibly trying to be destroyed. It makes sense that the TVA is the people that are trying to go out there and get this stuff and fix it and all this stuff. But there's where all the tension is, and that's where the mystery comes from. Like, because of the fact that it's not like I said, if this was a Loki show and he was against some other bad guy or something like that, it would be there would be no mystery for me. We know what's going to happen. There's going to be some hard times through about episode 4 or 5, and then Loki's going to level up and beat the crap out of whoever the so-called bad guy is during that season or something like that for the show. But with this, like, there's no telling what's going to happen. You know, there's really, it's kind of weird to the fact that there's technically really, like, I guess you could call, like, Renslayer or whatever, like, the bad guy here and Miss Minutes now. I guess they're in cahoots and being bad. But at the same time, there's not this true 100% like super evil entity right now. It's more about like, oh, we got to do this, or like all these timelines and all these people die and everything else. So, like I said, that is very interesting. It's one of the more interesting things that the MCU has done in quite a while. So I'm into it. Like I said, Adelia scared me with a couple of her theories because I was like, no, don't go there, because if you go there, it might ruin it for me, kind of thing. But so far, as of right now, like, I'm into it. Like, I really do. This is right now, it's trying to be like my favorite MCU show. And I liked WandaVision. I liked the first season of Loki. There's been a couple of their shows that I kind of liked kind of heavily. But this right here, this one so far, like, is up there for me so far.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit. We watched Ahsoka. Shout out to Ahsoka. Yeah. Check out our review, our watch alongs. Everybody had their different, like, agenda, right? Everybody had, like, their different, like, they had to go fight for their power and stuff. Like, you had a different agenda in this thing. Everybody has their own little thing that, you know, Sylvie wants to kill him to stop everything from happening. Renslayer wants to be a seat, have the power, like, kind of like the Sith were in that show. And then obviously Loki wants to save TVA and the Loom, and then but not cause everything else to happen at the same time. So it's interesting to see everybody's point of view and see everybody go through their how they're going to accomplish their goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so as I was saying before I got interrupted, I really like the stuff that Sophie and Renslayer, in her mind, she said, I killed you 100 different ways, you know, all these different ways, but she let her, like, now you're going to suffer, like, here's the end of time, boom. Mm-hmm. I liked how she, like, put her back there, and I don't need to know what's going to happen in that area, I need to know what happened with next one when they go back to the TVA. Hopefully, obviously, it's probably going to get saved, because, you know... Something's gonna happen. We got three more episodes. So.
Yeah,
it's not gonna get solved just like that. But so stuff's gonna happen. And I can't wait to see what's gonna happen next. So
they're gonna have pie.
Yeah, pie. Oh my god, key lime pie. That's all key lime pie. Maybe they'll have more
key lime pie I've ever seen.
For real. Maybe they'll have more. They'll have a variety. I guess they get a variety of pies.
I am really curious about where they left this off on, which is Miss Minutes knows a secret about Renslayer. And then it like ends, and it's like, what is the secret? We heard the recording, of course, in the first episode that Loki overheard of He Who Remains saying he will be glad to lead with Renslayer, and I wonder if that's the secret. Miss Minutes is going to tell Renslayer, you used to be here, you used to rule here with him. Like, something's up.
Yeah.
They
couldn't get rid of her that easily, because then stuff, wouldn't be.
My last point I'll make is, like, I did appreciate the fact they did some of the stuff because they went back in time, like in the 1800s, so they had some, like, different music stylings and everything else, but I didn't think it was like too overwhelming. I think some people, when they do stuff like this, they try to do too much with it. Like, they did one of those like weird circle fade outs that makes you remember of like the old school cartoons, like the Looney Tunes or whatever. They did that, it seemed like, only like once, because I think some shows and stuff that try to do like little special cases because like they're in a different time period or something, try to do it too much throughout an episode. I like the fact they didn't like kill us with that. They just did it like a couple little nods here and there, and then kind of like still had the show feel like it was the show. It didn't feel like it was a totally different show or a totally new, just different episode, part of the show kind of thing. So I actually appreciated that point too. I like to give them some props for that.
Shout out to that scenes too, with the Ferris wheel and stuff and that old shot and all that.
That was really pretty.
It was really, really, really pretty. I liked it. And to see what the old Ferris wheel was like a big room. kind of like what those things are kind of in what I want to go in London, the Eye. And it's like you stand up in it and it's a room like thing.
It also reminded me of like the Tony Stark Expo or whatever. That his dad used to have.
Yeah,
or whatever.
The Stark Expo,
I was like, oh, wow.
That might have actually been like modeled after the World's Fair.
Yeah, I think it was modeled after the World's Fair in the New York World's Fair. I don't remember what year that was, but I think that's what the Stark Expo was modeled after.
But that stuff was really cool. Those scenes, the outfits, Shout out to the wardrobe people, the people behind the scenes that make it all come together. Shout out to all of them.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all.
Nice,
Tara Strong with that Miss Minutes. I don't think I could ever see her at a Comic Con again and look at her the same way. She might be at Rhode Island Comic Con. I gotta check. She usually is, but I can't look at her the same way. I'm like, dude, you're crazy. Yeah. Just a little bit. Anyway, Justin.
No, I was just gonna say, with that being said, any last thoughts? Like, anybody got anything before we get out of here?
I can't wait to see Victor Timely meet Ouroboros next week.
Oh yeah. He's definitely asking for an autograph, right?
He's definitely gonna fanboy the way Casey did.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that being said, you know, just because it's like October, it's Halloween month, be like Miss Minutes. Be scary.
Don't be like Miss Minutes.